Good morning. The Lord be with you. This morning, I would like to reflect on the relationship between the Hebrews, Jesus, and the temple in Jerusalem. I think this may help us to understand our own relationship with the church building. The temple was the center of Israel's national and religious life. This was the place where God chose to dwell. It was where sacrifices for the forgiveness of sins could be made. It was where the country's leading teachers could be heard in the vast temple courts. It was where pilgrims gather in tens of thousands, especially at Passover time, to sing and pray to the one true God. For a devout Jew arriving at the Mount of Olives and looking down at the imposing landmark that was the temple must have stirred up extraordinary feelings that for us would be very difficult to begin to understand, because in the Jewish consciousness, the temple was the center of the universe, where the place where the Spirit of God presence will guarantee order and balance in the created world. For the people of Israel, it was unthinkable to contemplate the idea of a possible destruction of the temple, as that will mean to them, literally, the end of time. And in many ways, it was the end of time when the temple was destroyed 70 years after Jesus' death, a tragic event that provoked the Jewish diaspora. If the temple had such a significance in Jewish history, I find this quite intriguing, because Jesus, it seems to me, according with the Gospels, had such a contempt for the temple. It is quite evident that Jesus had a conflictive relationship with the temple as an institution. He had many reasons to be disillusioned with the way how the temple was used and run. Jesus felt that the temple had failed to fulfill its purpose. Worst of all, in Jesus' eye, the worst aspect was the unhealthy dependency between the people, the priests, and the temple itself. Jesus felt offended that not God, but the temple had become an end in itself. The story and mistakes of the temple can be a metaphor for us today. 2020 has been the year of a worldwide pandemic that has changed the way how we live. The freedom we used to enjoy to go anywhere we like and to do anything we want, that quite often we take it for granted, was suddenly interrupted by lockdown, social distancing, and a series of important do's and don'ts from the government. This new reality and our new normal has forced us to find new creative ways to relate to each other and do things. For us, the Christian community, being unable to gather in the church building has been a dramatic, even traumatic experience that has forced us to find new ways to worship together. The lockdown has also highlighted the kind of relationships we had with our church building. We are some way from back to normal, but as we prepare to have our first act of public worship next week, with limited number of chairs and people allowed, and with many members still unable to gather, it is important we seize this situation an opportunity to rethink our relationship with the church building. What for we have a building? What is the purpose of our building? These are basic but important questions. Our church building is a landmark in Milton Keynes. It hosts not just religious activities, but many different kinds of events. It is multipurpose, and it serves the community at large. However, it is very important that all the time we remember that our church building is not just another venue for social activities in Milton Keynes. Above all, its main purpose is the Missio Dei, the mission of God. This is fundamental. This is the reason of being for our church building. This is our truth. This should be our vision for our church building and inform everything we do and never do in the building. As we began to explore what we need to do to guarantee the future of our church building and its structures of management and governance, we need to have open mind and the courage to make the changes urgently we need to do. We have this great responsibility in our shoulders to remain as we are with the structures we have is not an option. In a fast-changing world, staying the same will lead us to decline and irrelevance. As the Ecumenical Council began this process exploring what alternatives we have, we need constructive contributions. We need to think outside the box. We need to have imagination. And above all, we need to do it in a prayerful manner, seeking God's guidance, listening to where the Spirit is guiding us, and also, very importantly, listening to one another. Not being able to gather in our church building for so many months has given us the opportunity to discover new things about our worship community. without a building. We have become the WhatsApp Living Stones community that gather together for daily morning and evening prayer. These prayers also are available in our website. The WhatsApp group have more than 100 subscriptions, and we have an average of around 5 to 10 responses after daily prayers. We know that many do not respond for whatever reason they have. But also, we know that the average use of our daily prayers from our website is about 15, with a range between 5 to 32. Last week, somebody wrote to us. Pat from Sheffield. She wrote this. I just wanted to let you know how much I appreciate your daily postings of prayer and worship in your website. I find your content very sustaining. My present Anglican church has not opened as yet, and sadly, I have to say, it hasn't offered much support during this difficult time. I find your daily offerings echo my thoughts and feelings very much, so I just want to say thank you. The Sunday service posted in our website get an average of 50 visitors each week, between 35 and 60. And we know, thanks to Ian, that the last week we had 52 visitors. Plus, the WhatsApp Living Stone community. At the last Ecumenical Council, Glynn reported praise from the Bishop of Oxford for Cornerstone's daily service on WhatsApp. Cornerstone being the only church in Milton Keynes delivering daily worship. Because we didn't have a building to worship, we have discovered new opportunities for ministry that is sustaining people on their spiritual journey. The most important, we have rediscovered that the church is not a building, it's the people. It is you and me. Are we going to stop this when eventually everything goes back to normal life? I hope not. We also have discovered that many people, sadly, have been left behind. The ones who don't have access to the internet or new generation of mobile phones. Also, we have become more aware that some people aren't able to join worship in the building because different reasons. Some are housebound, others affected by the lack of public transport on Sunday. How can we reach out to them too? This question is a heavy burden in my heart. Without a building where to worship, we have learned a lot of things about ourselves. How vulnerable we are, and also how resilient we could be. And above all, how creative we can be. If we are allowed to be creative. As we began to worship again in the church building, For the time being, we may not be able to be physically together in the same place. However, we will be together because we are one body in Christ's name. Amen.